Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. The U.S. Geological Survey has issued an alert about low-level flights over this area starting this month as they conduct an airborne geophysical survey. They'll be flying over eastern Maine from down east coast up into northern Aroostook County to image geology using airborne geophysical technology. The surveying is expected to continue until snow hinders the data quality, and it will resume in the spring and summer of 2026 as needed to avoid adverse weather conditions. The USGS says the flights are part of an Earth Mapping Resources Initiative, or Earth MRI, which they describe as a national effort to collect modern high-resolution geophysical data for the nation and modernize understanding of the nation's geology. Earth MRI partners with the Maine Geological Survey and other state geological surveys, as well as industry and universities. And if your ears perked up at industry, you're not alone. With the Trump administration cutting off federal funding for research, how did this project make the cut? A reading from the USGS alert, quote, "Partnership with state surveys helps accomplish national goals like mapping the critical minerals the U.S. needs. Researchers at the Maine Geological Survey are helping with the work of the nation and adding to state knowledge crucial to water resources, hazards, and the resource economy," said Jamie Jones, science coordinator for USGS Earth Mapping Resources Initiative. This modern high-resolution geophysical survey will cross five different geological terrains and their boundaries, giving us valuable information on Maine's geological history and a roadmap for moving forward with detailed mapping of the Downeast region. I expect to be amazed by what it reveals, said Amber Whitaker, senior geologist with the Maine Geological Survey. The alert goes on, quote, "Geophysical surveys like this one image physical properties of the rocks, including composition and structure. Those findings, in turn, help geologists focus future mapping projects on the ground. Potential mineral commodities in the region include antimony, cobalt, copper, gallium, germanium, manganese, zinc, nickel, platinum group elements, tin, and tungsten, all of which are on the list of critical minerals maintained by the USGS as essential for the U.S. economy and national security. One industrial use of cobalt is for manufacturing lithium-ion batteries used in computers, power tools, and vehicles. There is also potential for iron and gold in the survey area. The USGS has contracted with Dewberry and Sander Geophysics Limited to collect the airborne data. At least one Cessna 208 Grand Caravan fixed-wing aircraft will be equipped with an elongated stinger that houses sensors collecting data and extends behind the main cabin. These scientific instruments are completely passive, with no emissions that pose a risk to humans, animals, or plant life. No photography or video data will be collected. The aircraft will be flown by experienced pilots who are specially trained and approved for low-level flying. These pilots work with the FAA to ensure flights are safe and in accordance with U.S. law. The surveys will be conducted during daylight hours only. The flights will initially be based out of Presque Isle, Northern Maine Airport. The flights could shift with little warning to other parts of the survey area as necessitated by adverse flying conditions," end quote. And that is from the United States Geological Survey. You can find them at usgs.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.